So in this video, I want to talk about something which is absolutely vital. In fact, we're going to talk about two things that are absolutely vital. But the first thing is that whether you have bugs or don't have bugs, once you have built your first project, you need to start doing this, and doing this every so often. Every time you reach a milestone, I want you to do this, okay? Copy the folder where your project is and save it to a new folder called folder name 2. So if your project, if your software is called Domain Name Researcher, then you will have Domain Name Researcher 1, which is the first version that was built. Then you'll, you know, do some work, you'll fix some bugs, you'll add some features. And then once you kind of feel like you're reaching a milestone, or maybe you've just run out of limits, chat limits for that day on Claude, copy that folder and now save it as folder name 2. And then every time that you reach a new milestone, every time that you feel like, oh, I've built something here that I want to save, save it as version 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, it's very, very easy to delete these later on. But basically, every time that we have a working version of an app or some kind of milestone, or we've just done some big thing, we want to save it, because if on the next version, you know, that we run into a bug and Claude says, "Oh, actually, go and change 10 things here," then very often what can happen is it can break something else. And so it can be very frustrating to have built, you know, an app that's 96% what we want. And then when we get to 96%, it then unravels, and in the process of trying to complete that final 4%, breaks three other things. And now we're back down to 70%. Well, at least if we've just saved that last version, you know, we can always go back to that version and start from there again. Okay, so this is really, really important. Now, if you've ever lost, you spent like a week working on a document and you didn't save it, this is the equivalent to that. Okay, this can be really, really terrible. Now, if you use the cloud for saving a lot of things, which a lot of us do, we use Google Docs, we tend to save a lot of things in the cloud. And so we've probably forgotten what it's like to lose something that we've been working on for a week. You know, please do this. I really can't stress this enough. And even, by the way, if there are no bugs, we may want to go in and add new features in the future, maybe add some graphical tweaks. The way we do this is by making sure that we have, you know, a history of things that we've worked on. Now, this is very unsophisticated. There are much better ways to do version control that, you know, I don't really know a lot about, that we're not going to get into here. I am a non-coder that is teaching other non-coders how to start building software in a very kind of simple way, okay? And I'm, you know, completely upfront about that. But in terms of a very simple version control to make sure we always have the latest backup, it is just a case of copying the folder, okay? Now, the second thing that I want to talk about here is, what do we do if there are bugs? Well, if there are bugs, like, do not worry, okay? Just point them out to the language model. And what you can do is you can, if like you run the application, you build it in VS Code, you run it, there's a bug, point them out to the language model, tell the language model what's happened. You can also run Inspector, which you can do by right-clicking and then inspecting the page. You will see some errors. You can copy those and go back to the AI, paste the errors in, and sort of say, hey, you know, I've taken a screenshot of what's going on. Here's the text that I'm seeing in Inspector. Help me fix it. Now, generally, when the AI tells you to fix things, it will, you know, work, or it will improve things, or it'll get you closer and closer to the problem. The one exception to this, where you don't just blindly copy what the AI has just said, is if it tells you to change like 10 things at once, okay? And this is especially true if you've not followed my last piece of advice about keeping backups of things, okay? So you see all the red, I don't normally put red here, I'm putting lots of red on this page, because what can happen is you will say, well, I've reached a problem, this has gone wrong, and the AI will say, oh, you know, we actually didn't do that thing, or we actually made a mistake. What we need to do is to change this file, change that file, change this file, change this file, change that file, delete this file, add this file. And it's like, whoa, like, are you that confident that, you know, we can do all of this without completely breaking everything? And the second problem that you will have here is when the chats get very, very long, the AI will forget files that it's coded, okay? So it won't have access to all of the data on there, which is one of the reasons that Cursor AI is so good, because it gives, it gives it kind of knowledge about all of your context window, although even that's not still perfect. You know, it's just kind of only getting a general idea using RAG as to what's going on. And so the bottom line is, you need to be very cautious here. And if it tells you to change like a load of files at once, then what I suggest is to ask ChatGPT-4o for its opinion. And then you can kind of play them off against each other and maybe even do a Google search and go back and say, are you sure, Claude, you told me to do this, but actually I've just asked another language model and it suggests that, you know, that isn't the only way to fix this bug, that maybe we could try this. And I'm a little bit nervous about, you know, doing this. But of course, if you speak to GPT-4o and it says the exact same thing, then, and you do have to sort of make 10 changes, then maybe at that point you do another backup. And you can also, by the way, I've put here, you can give your folders like folder, you know, product name one, product name two. You can also give them more semantic names. So maybe domain name researcher one hyphen first version, version two with sign up form, version three with favorites button, version four with advanced domain search, version five with filter search box, you know, and then version six with bug fixes. And so you kind of know where you are in each one of these. So, you know, the AIs can do bug fixing, but with some caveats, and hopefully those are becoming a bit clearer. Now, Cursor AI will do a better job at this because editing and debugging, because it has access to the entire code history, not just individual files, and it's less likely to forget things that it's coded because it can see everything right there. But even that does have limitations, and so you need to be careful when fixing bugs that it doesn't just completely ruin everything that you've been working on.